All right, and we are live. So a special good morning to each and everyone. It's your friendly neighborhood DJ Floops. I was actually supposed to do a test with the ladies of the Rani and Raja competition at 1:30 Eastern time. That is 2:30 in the Caribbean. And Asha, she got me out of my bed to do a special early one with her. And we said since it was going so good, we should probably do the interview now. And here we are today. So for those of y'all who do not know the CRC 2021 competition, the ChattyMusic.com Rani and Raja competition, it is a competition that is geared towards building the usage of Hindustani language, as well as giving men and women a platform to improve their singing and get the exposure that they would need. And Asha is someone who may not have ever been represented in a competition of this character before, because South Africans, I'm not too sure, do they have competitions like this in South Africa?
Well, thank you and good evening to everyone. Namaste to all that's listening in. Thank you for the opportunity, DJ Flips. I must say you're doing a very, very good job on ChattyMusic.com.
Thank you very much.
And it's amazing seeing all the videos from around the world, and you know, you're promoting talent of every caliber, Indian talent and everything else. So hats off to you and well done. Congratulations on on everything that you are doing. Wish you many, many, many success for the future. And getting back to your question, yes, we have competitions of this caliber in South Africa, but now with COVID and the lockdown and everything that's happening, it's much more, quieter.
Okay, good. That's good to know that the South Africans serious about it. Have a stoma in the background there.
No, that's fine. That's cool.
yeah. You know, it's a home thing, so you can't really go one side. Yeah, so that is good to know. And, you know, we often boast on ChattyMusic.com about our South African followers. And I have often said on National Trinidadian Television and as well as all our social media platforms that you have so much fans, and there were almost as much, if not more. Someone is asking if they are supposed to be on. No, not yet, Asha. There's the other Asha, KL. So someone is saying good evening, Prishana. If she's saying evening, that means
yes,
that is
Prishana Garib. Welcome, doll.
Yeah, guessing that is a South African. Whoop, whoop. Big up the South Africans.
Yes, guys, yay.
Share the live. This is impromptu live, but I think from now on till the finals, it would be good to touch base with all the finalists. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we cannot jump ahead of the interview. We are supposed to ask you to introduce yourself. So go ahead, please do that now.
Okay, I'm Asha from Asha Lamuran Sewu from South Africa. I am 49 years old, and music runs in our family. My mom's dad is a musician, and so is family members. My mom also used to sing wedding songs and mangams for, wedding. So we've always loved Indian music all our life, whether it's religious, whether it's phony, whether it's chutney. And now recently, we've marched around functions. So it's like really amazing, It's really, really amazing.
Okay. So for those of y'all, she came across a little broken there. But for those of y'all who are listening, she gave out her age, which she wasn't supposed to do. But thanks for that. Yes, so Asha is from South Africa. She loves, just to summarize, right? She loves Indian music. Yes, she is affiliated with Nivash, who is a kind of rock star on this side here, And they have been doing a lot of good work there in South Africa, not only pushing Chutney Music and ChutneyMusic.com, but also making a platform for their local artists and encouraging them to do better and stuff. And we'll take some of the comments. Kalawati Balgobin, she's saying, Happy Sunday to Rauti, Ramdeo, Samdaj, Kimraj, Kala, Risha, and they're gone. Either they are gone to the fishing pond or they are from fishing pond, I guess, and that is Trinidad and Tobago. Joel Davis, who is also a finalist in the Raja competition, he is in... Yes?
You can see me.
Come again, and not you're breaking up a lot.
1 minute, 1 minute. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Take a little water break here.
Yeah, no, I'm here now.
All right. So we can proceed. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your song.
Well, the song is a bit of a fun song. I actually thought about it in the comedy wise. And you know, normally on a Saturday, we always have our mini functions and the alcohol is floating around and all of that. So I thought about bringing that into the song, you know. And I wrote the own lyrics. I actually write my own songs.
So okay, very good.
That's how, yeah. So thinking about alcohol and thinking about friends, and that's how I wrote the song. It just came to me and I just wrote.
What is the title of the song?
Sorry?
What is the title of the song?
1 minute, 1 minute. Yep. Okay. Bay Bay, Bombay, bye. Can you hear me?
Yeah, me and you fine.
1 minute. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Sharabi ho gayi.
Come again, I didn't get that.
Me to sharabi ho gayi, Bombay bhai.
Right, yes, me to sharabi. Right, sharabi is sharabi is the rum part, right? Yes, go ahead with explaining the song.
Sorry, man, the signal issues here with the Wi-Fi and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were explaining your song, Me to Sharabi.
Yeah, Me Sharabi Ho Gayi Ho Bombay Bhai.
No, it's singing bad.
Became an alcoholic.
So this song is talking about becoming an alcoholic?
Sorry?
This song is speaking about becoming an alcoholic?
Yeah, it's about having alcohol and having fun, you know?
Oh, okay.
Not exactly alcoholic, but having fun.
Oh,
having like fun in the moment with friends.
Yeah. Oh, good. Then you can start to write for people. So, like, what is your aspirations in the competition?
Well, I actually joined for the fun of it, mm-hmm. for starters.
Right.
Also to promote you know, our Indian language and culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So hopefully you know, nowadays with the teenagers and the youngsters moving away from our actual heritage, it's about bringing them back to it, you know, creating a much more fun platform, mm-hmm. where they will be able to understand.
Whoa, what went on there? So apparently she got kicked from the thing. She could come back in. She could come back in soon. Will she be able to come back in? So just to recap, you heard from Asha. Yeah, she's back. Okay, good. I was actually doing a talk and makeup time. Hey. Hey, you kick out. Yeah, so you were saying.
You know, our youngsters, the Western culture and Western tradition and everything. So it's about creating a fun platform where they do not forget. And also, don't lose out on what we had. You know, our days, it was so much fun, it was so exciting and all of that. Nowadays, it's sitting in front of the computer, the phone in the hand, and they haven't, you know, they haven't an idea what a live show is all about.
Mm.
It is to listen to a beautiful song.
Yeah. I think for you were very brave. I think you were the first South African to enter, right? And what I think will happen in 2022 is that seeing that you and Sunil and Vinesh, who is your brother, and Vikesh, now that is what, 4 South Africans entering the very first ChutneyMusic.com Randy and Raja competition. And you want to encourage the younger persons and our following on ChutneyMusic.com spans from very young to very old. I think what could happen easily in 2022 is a lot more South Africans will enter. Because I know a lot of people, they were caught off guard. Because the normal thing I would hear is, well, we don't really have no original songs, you know, and this kind of thing. And this is just for this one competition alone, now people are saying, well, realizing, hey, you know, I maybe need to get some original song. If I could get, well, okay, if I could get one at every artist that to release at least one original song with some Hindi in it, I think the competition would have greatly done its job, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to hear that you're all about encouraging younger persons, and we want South Africans to come fully on board, and we love the fact with this competition, the South Africans could clash with the Trinidadians and Guyanese and UK and all manner which part of the world these people coming from. That's the beauty about this competition, and thank you so much for entering and giving up your time impromptu for interview. I will wrap up here. Anything you would like to say in closing?
Just thank you, and I'm looking forward to the finals and many more opportunities. And yes, you know, we have a style here in South Africa. It would be good to understand and to know the styles across the world that Indian music is being is being showcased. So it's like, it's amazing. It will be encouraging and amazing to mingle and to, you know, get to know each other and the different styles across the world, all with Indian, behind us, our Indian heritage behind us.
Okay. So thank you very, very much, Asha. Say what, and we will chat later, okay?
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. So you heard from Asha Seawood, Asha Rambaran Seawood. I told her her name is really long. She's one of the finalists in the CRC competition, CRC Rani and Raja competition 2021. And she sang a song, Meto Sharabi, a fun song about liming on an evening with her friends and having a bit of a drink, you know, alcoholic drink. So we wish Asha all the best. She's from South Africa. She says the main reason she is taking part in this competition is to encourage other South Africans and as well as younger people to come forward and do that. And we had approached a number of younger persons in South Africa to participate, and they probably were not well prepared, but 2022, they will not have that excuse, so to speak. And we expected more competitors, not only from South Africa, but from all over the world. So I'll probably be chatting on and off with the other contestants of the Rani competition while we test out our do our testing for the finals, which is to be held on the 6th of February 2021 at 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time, that is in North America. And that would be 8, or may I not too sure of the times. The times will be the same in March. Yeah, Mera? It won't be the same. No, and both of us will have the same time, Caribbean. And right. Oh, yeah, so we will have the Rescue 911. Okay. Rick Denks. Rescue 911 and keep up the good work. Okay, cool. Yeah, so you can log on to the YouTube channel to get that. Rishi, remember I talked to you, boy. I asked you personally to enter this competition. And TikTok, my son actually loved that song a lot, you know. He liked the TikTok all day. No, the beginning. He liked it. TikTok all night, TikTok all day, TikTok all night, you know? He like that, and he's what, 4 years old. Yeah, you should. Don't worry, next year you're very welcome to take part. We were looking forward to having much more competitors next year. Remember the finals is on February the 6th, Saturday at 7 p.m. on YouTube alone. So if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do so now. I'll send the link. Please subscribe. Right. So I've been your host with the most, DJ Floops, for ChutneyMusic.com. And I'm signing out. RK, you stick.